Hey, Corrine.
Hi, Tere.
We got another radio show with Angel Coaches and tonight, so I'm excited. We got a great show planned. What is it about? Because you've got it. We've discussed it, and we've got a great outline for it. And most of all, we've got some great stuff to help people connect with, develop their psychic abilities.
Yeah. Right? Well, on the show, we've talked about developing the four clairs. And so today's show is going to be about what you can do in your daily lifestyle to kind of increase your ability to connect with spirit. So we're going to talk about, you know, different diets you can do, you know, meditation, all that good stuff. So it's just, it's the additional things that you can do while you're developing your four clairs. So that's today's topic.
Oh, that's cool. So the four clairs are clairvoyance, which that's when you see, clairaudient, you can hear, clairsentient, you can feel things, and claircognizant, you can know things. But at the end of the day, what that really means, when the subjects that we're talking about tonight is about removing the blocks or what blocks your psychic ability, so you know your information, you can get the information more clear. So there's a lot of different things that you and I have talked about that what makes us, you know, connect with our angels and connect with the clairvoyant, clairaudient abilities that we both have. So, right. Yeah.
So these are just like supplements. To the exercises. These are just supplements. What we're talking about. They're like psychic vitamins.
Oh, even better. I like psychic vitamins. There you go. Hey, I have to tell you, I'm going to share this because I'm so excited. You know, I'm not mechanically inclined at all. Okay, so it's just you do things. I'm like, how does she do that? Seth at BBS Radio, he's amazing. You know, everybody is more, it feels like, than I can ever be. So I thought, I was drinking loads of coffee yesterday because coffee really enhances my abilities, or I get information more clear. And my cell phone, you can hear on it. And so they ordered a new one for me, and it was supposed to be here today, and it's not here today. And then all of a sudden I go, what can I do? So I blew in the cell phone, I banged it on the table, and boom. I can hear out of my cell phone, and people can hear me. I was like, hey, that's cool. It's my first mechanical object that I fixed, and I believe I got that information from the archangels banging on the table, blow in the bottom of it, you know, where the mic is, and then now it works perfect. So, hey.
You don't need a geek squad. You just need a table.
Hey, I'm so proud of myself. I'm the geek squad today, okay? I was married one of those folks, okay? But anyway, that's a whole other story. So I think, like I said, caffeine really enhances my ability.
Right.
What enhances yours and what blocks yours? Yeah, that's a good question.
I know. Well, caffeine does the same thing to me, too. We both were saying that when we drink caffeine, the messages come a lot clearer and faster to us. It's like rapid fire. And I think caffeine, and it depends, because you should, you know, test out different things. Because for me, I realize that I can't eat anything with dairy, or cheese especially will slow me down and will kind of block that veil that separates us between spirit. I'm a lot slower, and I'll still receive the messages, but it's more like I have to sift through the cloud. There's like a cloud that's there, and I have to, you know, kind of go past that. But
sure.
I don't eat any cheese. I'm clear as a whistle.
I know.
But sugar does the same thing for you, right? You have to stay away from sugar.
Absolutely. Sugar, when I eat sugar, forget it. It's just like a cloud, and it doesn't work for me. So I try to stay away from the sugar, especially when I'm going to do a reading, or, you know, you and I do a lot of coaching sessions as well. So I put the sugar on hold. And I always say, in my next lifetime, cheesecake is going to be something that enhances my ability. And
right.
Broccoli, right? Broccoli's going to slow it down, okay? So, you know.
No, well, thank God for coffee for both of us. But, you know, for some people, caffeine actually will slow them down. So everybody's different. I think we were talking about, who was it that we were talking about? Doreen Virtue, you said caffeine slows her down, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right. And I believe we were talking to one of our beautiful friends yesterday, Sharon, who said that, you know, she was afraid that smoking would slow down her ability to connect with spirit. But you just mentioned earlier that Sylvia Brown actually smokes. So everybody's different.
Let me tell you what Sylvia Brown said. This is funny, okay? But I was in a workshop. She goes, I like having a good cigarette before.
You know, the reason why that probably works for her is because, you know, the whole point of this is basically, you know, raising your vibration, right? Clearing out your spirit and all that. And for her, that's probably what works. And it's all in your mindset, and you have to be very keen on knowing what works for you. So what we were telling Sharon yesterday was that, you know, when you're smoking, don't feel like, oh my gosh, so much guilt from it, because then you've just created an emotional block for yourself. You know, just be conscious about it if you're a smoker, and just know that you know, everybody can tune in to divine guidance. We all have that ability. And so if you're a smoker, it doesn't mean that you're inhibited now from it. Absolutely not. And we can look at Sylvia Brown for that, because she's incredibly gifted and she's an absolute smoker. So
yeah, she was. I'll never forget when she said that. I thought that was so funny. But you know, that brings me up to another point. When Sharon was asking about that the other night, or yesterday, as a matter of fact, some things we think diet and exercise or certain foods will block us, but certain emotions can block us too as well. And I think guilt is the most useless emotion that we have that will keep us from spirit, or not keep us, but really, you know, realizing that the connection is always there, as you know, we've had different people share with us. Amora a couple weeks ago was on the show, but spirit's always there. But when we get locked into guilt patterns or old thinking patterns, I think that is the biggest block of all, more than dairy or sugar or any of that.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think all the lower energy, lower vibration emotions like guilt, anger, fear, worry, stress, all of that can really inhibit you from tuning into spirit. So the way, you know, to deal with that when you're facing those kind of emotions is to really be in tune with how you feel first, right? Before you're trying to tap into spirit. And acknowledge that, and don't try to fight it. Just acknowledge that you are feeling this way and allow yourself to process those emotions, and then set it aside. Just for the time being, especially if you're trying to practice tuning in, and then just really set it aside. It doesn't mean that you are disregarding it. It just means that you're setting aside for that moment to allow yourself the clarity of spirit to come through.
That's true. And you know, a lot of people, you call us tonight because Corinne and I will ask a psychic question, ask who your angels are, or whatever questions you have. But one of the things I want to make sure, people are like, well, what does this have to do with me about blocks? If you want to, and it goes back to the four clairs. So if you're claircognizant, clairsentient, you feel or sense things, or sometimes you just know, when you understand what works for you, what blocks you, what emotions block you, then if you're looking for an answer in your job, in your, you know, in your general prosperity, more money, or with your relationships, children, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or when your twin soul's coming, probably when you stop asking, right? That's always what I get. They're no fun. But that's how that will affect you. It doesn't mean that you have to, this is not how you make your living, you know, by doing metaphysical work, but just for your day-to-day life. When you realize what tunes you in and keeps you, you know, where you can get answers for yourself or have those gut feelings come in stronger and be more correct, it usually has to do where your emotions are at, what kind of foods that you eat, diet, exercise, the whole thing. Don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's some, you know, we were talking about how music can really uplift your soul too, and how that, you know, really helps a lot of people get into the right kind of space, you know, to be able to separate what they're going through in their daily life so that they can connect with spirit. Music, I believe, you know, a lot of us will listen to music when we're meditating, but it can be any kind of music. I think another one of our lovely friends, Teresa, I think, was saying that she listens to Kenny G, right? Well, she said she lost her virginity to Kenny G, but it's that connection that she has with the melody of that music that uplifts her soul. I know. I said, I'll never look at Kenny G the same way again. I said, but,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I can see because it's very melodic. So whatever works for you, and for me, it's, I like listening to the sound of water. That really helps me.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I just kind of play those. They have so many CDs out there that, play like, frogs chanting or, water. For me, water works. I'm a fire sign. I'm a Leo. So water for me really balances that out. And I'm really in tune with spirit then. You were saying as well that you listen to music. What kind of music do you listen to get yourself into that space?
This is going to, by the way, for anybody that's listening, Corinne's birthday's on Monday. She's forever 21, right, Corinne?
Yes, forever.
There you go. Anyway, so we'll have to make sure we wish you happy birthday before we sign off.
Thank you.
What kind of music do I like? I really like, this is going to sound so crazy, but I like music that can get my blood going sometimes, that can make me, I like hip hop. Isn't that crazy? Okay, I like hip hop. I like all kinds of music. I also like ballet. I like ballet music and meditation music. And when I really want, this is going to sound so crazy, I can't even believe I'm telling you this, and anybody else who's listening, Corinne, when I really want to put myself in a good space, I'll listen to Christmas music. I kid you not.
I can see how that can totally work, though.
Yeah. I'm on the beach the other day. It's 100 degrees and on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And I got to get some answers and I got to get into a good space. So I put Christmas music on, right? I hope nobody can hear me, but who cares, right? So, that's what I like to do is any kind of meditation. I like dolphin music, too. The sounds of the dolphins, they're amazing.
Dolphins. Yes, dolphins is for you. That's right. I remember now.
Yeah,
how does that sound like? It's just I've never heard dolphin music before.
It's the sounds that they make in the water.
I know what you're talking about. I thought you meant it was like a type of music, but the sounds that they make. That's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And then I'll never forget, not so long ago, there was a couple of them that were on the Fort Lauderdale Beach that I got the chance to connect with. They were, near me, not right near me, but, a couple feet away. So they were just beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but they put you in a great space, too, as well. And when I've listened to music, I get real clarity on certain things that I want to know, more information about, for myself or for others. And, because we do, as I said, we do a lot of a lot of our appointments are the next day. So I know you and I both do meditation with music and getting answers, clear answers about, stuff that we're dealing with or for other people as well. And the first question I always ask you is, have you eaten any dairy today? So, yeah, when you're dinner eating,
I haven't eaten many cheese in so long, and it's my favorite thing in the world, but it's just not worth it to me anymore. When I know we're not doing a reading or doing our workshops, I might just eat like a small piece of cheese, but it's been a long time. And I I'm okay with it now, because it's just not worth it to me. It just really clouds me. So again, I think for people out there listening, just be really conscious of what you're eating, and then just pay attention to how you feel when you're eating it. It could be fried food or it could be, anything like that. But I know for you, Drew, you were saying that a lot of fresh greens and organic foods, that's really important too, because the chemicals that we put into our bodies can really affect, affect us. But it's not to say that you have to stick to organic foods. I certainly don't stick to that kind of a diet, but it's just the freshness of eating, salads for you really works.
Organic food, salads, fresh vegetables, organic vegetables. And one of the requests that I made about a year and a half ago, I was in California at the time. I go, I'd like to get to a point where I could shop at, and always buy everything organic. And, for the most part, that's what I have in my refrigerator is organic food, organic, soap and everything. Because I feel for myself personally, and everyone is different. Some people have to be vegetarians, and some people can't eat red meat. Some people can't eat pork. So, it's just about finding out what works for you. And the angels will usually talk to you through feelings and emotions. too as well. But for me, you know, when I do primarily a totally organic diet and also using organic products in my house, it affects me in a huge way. So.
Right. Absolutely. And I want to say, you know, after you kind of figured out what works for you, what doesn't, then the main thing is that when you're trying to tune in and practice psychic abilities and tuning in to receive messages is just to really not to force the visions. Because whenever we force or we're struggling or we try to strain, we're actually using our lower self egos. And that really is the antithesis of true guidance. And we don't really need to push at all for divine guidance. Because pushing comes from the belief that God doesn't have time for us or that you don't really believe that you'll receive the help. So it's important that, you know, you just relax and allow the visions to come and not push against it. And definitely clear out your mind of any of the lower vibration emotions that you're feeling. And then just come with a clean slate, you know, and diet that works for you and exercise and meditation and all that. But it's the key here is really not to force the visions to come.
That's true. That is very, very true. You know, one thing that I want to share, because you and I were talking about it yesterday, I believe, is that a lot of times people, when you start doing like the diet, exercise, meditation, yeah, listening to the music, because it all works, you've got to figure out, you don't have to, you know, but in your own daily life, a lot of us want more prosperity and love and money and career or better life choices. So when you start really taking care of yourself, then that will come. But I remember something, and this, it's just been pretty recent, fasting. How do you feel about fasting?
Oh, I think it absolutely works. I mean, when I do it unintentionally, you know, if I just don't eat for the first few hours in the morning, you know, the messages come super clear. It's like rocket fire. And then if I add caffeine to it, it's just like,
it's just Spider-Man.
Right. But you recently fasted, right? And I remember when you were doing that, you did that for about 2 or 3 days. And, you know, you were just in a different place, a different space, and it was just beautiful to watch you be able to tune in that clearly.
It was, it was amazing. You know what I got out of that, and I got it again pretty recently. You know how we're always asking, let's go with love, okay? When is she going to call if you're whatever, you know, if you're a guy typically or a woman who likes, you know, or who likes women, it doesn't really matter, but whoever you're what you prefer, when is he going to call? When is she going to call? What are they thinking of me? And what's going on in their head? But when you turn, I got it really clear. It's like you ask yourself, and the angel said to me, well, what do you think about yourself? What do you need to improve on? What are you thinking about? I was like, wow. Okay, because we're always going out and thinking, what does that person think of me? What does that person want to know about me? What is that person thinking about? Does he like me? Does she like me? Are they going to marry me? Are they going to be my girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, my significant other? But we never go, okay, what do I need to do to make the messages come to me clear, more clear to me, and those kind of things. And I got that when I was fasting. And the messages came in so quick. And I have to tell you, oh, man, this is amazing. What the most important thing is love. And so we get, today I'm getting caught up in stuff, you know, because I was talking to you this morning and this afternoon about a few things, and you were always with me as well. But the only thing there is it, I got it so clear, was like just love. And the most important thing to me at that moment when I was in fasting was to really my connection with all to I call God, you know, whatever you call the angels and God, and just being surrounded in just light and love. And it was really when I started coming back, you know, my vibration started changing. I guess it was going lower. You know, it really, really affected me. I have a friend of mine who's in North Carolina. I told you about her the other day. She's big into meditation, and she's a smoker. And we went to school together, and she says, I smoke because it helps expand my lungs so I can jog more. She's a character. I love her. But Yeah, she's done fasting before as well. And she's fast and smokes and drinks juice, okay? So, you know, and that's what works for her. But she says the same thing. She goes, Tari, when I do that, and she goes, and I really can connect, she goes, it's just the answers come really clear, and I get answers about my career, my, you know, my finances, my love life. You know, she has children now, and they're teenagers. But she goes, that's what I do. And she also says, she's the one that taught me this, you know, in sharing this with me. She says, a lot of times when you have sex, okay, I bet everybody's ears like, sex, let's talk about something fun, right? So whenever you have sex or making love with your partner, she goes, you can go to a different level with you know, in your connection, and you can get answers then as well, and it will stay with you the next day. Some people call it tantric sex, kundalini, you know, whatever it is. But she, and I go, well, how do you do that? And she said, what I do is when I'm with my, you know, her partner, she goes, I just really concentrate and say, okay, show me God, show me how to connect through the God within him, myself. Cause God, she feels like as you and I do, that God lives in all of us. And she said, and then she just feels like such a great energy between the two of them. And it's just beautiful. And she says, I've got, she goes, I've gotten some real strong answers to that. And she told me, she goes, one day I woke up, not woke up, but she goes, I tuned in, and she goes, and I'm with my, you know, her boyfriend or her partner. And, she goes, I saw angels all around us. And she goes, I was like, well, that's cool. They did. And she goes, it's not what you think. It's this, that they were there, cause they're always there. But she goes, when we tuned into all that is and gotten, you know, he got the same answers that I got, and we really just concentrate on meditating and connecting in a higher way. And the abundance after that moment in time with them, the abundance that they were looking for in their careers really started flowing. So, I've experienced that myself, you know, too. You know, not by myself, but with another person. Anyway,
I think you could do it by yourself too, right?
Yeah, there you go. Works.
It's all about raising your vibration. Yeah, that can be done by yourself too.
Yeah. It's always having sex with someone you love, right? So there you go.
That's right.
So that's some things that I've learned, you know, with her too as well. So, you know, when to raise your vibration, to connect, to develop your mm-hmm. abilities even more, because we all have them. And so they can help you in your daily life. That's some things that you can do. So I think we've got a couple callers. Do you want to take them?
Sure. We've got Kimberly on line one.
Hi, Kim.
Hey there.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hey Corrine.
Hi.
Are you operating on an empty stomach and a full pot of coffee at the moment?
Yes. There's no cheese in me.
No cheese in you.
That's cute.
And I know Therese listening to Jingle Bells.
Yeah, there you go.
Therese got Christmas music, and I'm on a dairy-free diet.
Yeah.
Whatever
works, right, ladies?
You.
There you go.
As much time as you spend at my home and always listening to your iPod, I never would have guessed you were listening to Christmas music.
I know. It's so sad. I listen to all types, but when I really want to go to a cool place, I do listen to Christmas music. Okay. So Christmas in July. I got that down pat.
Very cool.
I know that my phone has been giving me trouble. Just fixed it. So that explains why you and I haven't been able to connect.
Yep,
but
that's
talk
fine.
To me.
We'll connect at some point. I do want to schedule something with you and Corrine, because I may have a job opportunity that I want to run by you at some point in lengthy detail.
Okay, cool.
So, but before I ask my question, I just want to tell you that dolphins, because you were talking about dolphins before, they are the angels of the sea.
Mm.
I love that.
They are beautiful.
Whenever I see one, I always consider it a gift.
Oh, yeah. She lives in an amazing
really
place where she sees, like, manatees, dolphins, or the angels
dolphins
of the sea.
Yeah. Right now, this whole place is littered with dragonflies. They're everywhere. There's mobs of them everywhere.
Hey, Corrine, dragonflies, what do they mean? Because you're Asian, and I know that is...
just here because there's so many mosquitoes. They're eating the mosquitoes.
Oh, no,
oh,
they're
wow.
But she says they mean something significant, Kim.
Yeah.
What do they mean?
Well, they stand for luck. Good luck.
Oh, God, well, I need it.
Yeah. In the Chinese culture, that, I mean, they stand for good luck. So absolutely. I didn't know they eat mosquitoes, though. That's something new that I just learned. Wow.
There you go. Well, that works. But yeah, so, and I saw one the other day. I was in Minnesota, you guys, and it was just I saw a buffalo. I thought they were some different kind of cows. I go, those are like weird looking cows. They go, it's a herd of buffalo. But the, it's like, oh man. It was like big and spacious, and that country is so beautiful, that part of the country, and that I got to see animals that I've never seen before. I've only seen buffaloes on Dances with Wolves. How about that? Mm. But hey, yeah, so I've heard of them, okay? So it's like, what's wrong with those cows? So anyway, pretty bad. Pretty funny. Anyway, what's your question, Kim?
Nothing with Jeb. No contact, nothing. Just wondering where he is at this point. Not where he is, where he is with me.
Okay.
If anywhere.
Kimberly, I can't even talk today. Please forgive me. Corrine and I were talking about it yesterday.
Okay,
and, you know, what we felt, because a lot of times people that we work with every week, we'll talk about it, see where they're at and what's going on. But she and I, and Corrine, you correct me if I'm wrong, she and I, we feel that you got to nudge him, okay? And nudging him, not getting him to call you, but nudging him, saying and letting him know, go, you know what, my time's at a premium, and this is not what you say to him, but it's the energy of what right. How you feel. My time's at a premium, and you know what, and I'm not going to do this with you unless this happens, okay? Now, you don't say it like that, but that's the energy that you have, all right? So when he sees you at the big chill, because it feels like he's going to see you at the big chill, and he comes up to you and tries to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't really think at this time, I don't want to go there. I don't want to, you know, I sort of want to stay. I want him to look for me.
Okay, so he looks for you.
I don't want to, you know, I've been like perfect for 10 days. Not looking for him, nothing, zero.
Aw, that's wonderful. Well, that's good too.
I am 24/7.
I hear you. It feels like that he is wondering and looking and expecting the way you've always behaved, you know, in the past. And that's okay, because it's not who you are today.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Right. Okay.
There's something that's settled within him. So this is why we're saying that it would be good for you to have a conversation with him, is because if you allow it to go this path where you saw him, you guys reconnected, and then you left it alone, it'll become a pattern again.
Right,
you'll go back to the way that it is, because there is something that is settled within him. If you go this route, he will go this route with you.
Are you saying unsettled or settled?
Settled, as in he feels satisfied with what has just happened, and he feels better within himself about having that happen, that night that you guys had together. So, but he when I'm looking at him, he will go either way. That's what I'm saying. He will go either the casual relationship route, or he will go the route of wanting something more serious with you. That's what I'm saying. You have an opportunity here to choose what you want. And if you just let it be, it'll go back into the pattern of just this casual relationship, because he'll follow that lead from you. He's fine with that. But if you just push him a little bit and just come from a place of truth, and you say, you know, look, I really care about you. I really want to get to know you on a more serious level, because I really enjoy spending time with you and I care about you. And, you know, I'm not okay, you know, or not that you're not okay, but, you know, I'd really just like to try it this way and want to know if you feel the same way. And really just come from that place of truth, but, you know, a gentle firmness too, so that he knows this is what you want, not the other route. Okay?
Kim, I got to tell – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Corrine. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying, because I'm looking at his energy, and he can go either way on this. So it's your choice right now.
So he's not gone then.
He's not gone, but he's willing to kind of just go this casual route if that's what you want to do too. He's not gone, but – he will show up in that way if you allow it, but he will also show up the other way if you push for it.
Corrine, I mean, Kim, let me share this with you. The next time that you see him, and you will see him again, because he's already anticipating you showing up at the big chill, whether it's the big chill or, you know, where you guys know each other, you know, in Key Largo. One of the things that I feel that if you did something like this, I'm just saying this is the intention that you have in your heart, when he comes up to you and he can tries to talk to you or wants to, let's say, meet you at your car and, hey, how are you? I'm great. It's been wonderful talking to you. I got to run. And then you leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, excuse yourself. And then when you do that about the second time, because he'll look for you again, he'll stretch for you. And then when you do that about the second time, you say, Jeff, you know, I really enjoy you, and but I want something more than just this casual relationship that we have. And if you can give that to me, great. If you can't, then I'm always going to say, hi, how are you? And if you ever need to talk, I'm going to be here for you. But any more than that, I'm not going to do, because I would like to experience this kind of relationship. And if you need a couple days to think about it, no problem. If you know now, that's okay too. And but you'd be okay with that. And if you look at him with that kind of strength, I promise you that guy will do more. But if you allow him and you're okay with it, that's okay too, because there's no judgment here. But he'll do with whatever you want to do, but it's really about you facilitating it, okay?
Right.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea when he will reach out to me?
He's already looking for you.
Yeah, you're going to see him like this week, next week, whatever the next time is that you're
out
at the Big Chill. Yeah, that's showing up quite strong. He's going to be there.
Yeah, and Kim, I tell you, I would really almost want to make this happen, not avoid it, but just to make it happen so you can, because he'll get a great person. You're an amazing lady. And you get an amazing guy, you know, so you guys, but you really are the one that's going to really have to facilitate this and showing him how to do this. Why do we have to do that as women? I don't know. But,
I need to pick up the phone and call me and ask me to dinner.
Right, exactly. So when you do this kind of thing, he'll pick up the phone and call you and ask you to dinner or to go on a bike ride or.
Absolutely. I'm seeing
fishing. At all?
Yes, you are. He's looking for you.
Mm-hmm. He, I mean, you do this and he has shown up. He absolutely is. He's not gone. It's just what Tria is saying. You just, you know, offer a little bit of guidance, come from a place of truth, right? And just be okay with whatever outcome. And he'll get it and he'll show up because he's already looking for you. He's already wondering when is the next time he's going to see you. But you want him and you want to see him in the right way, right?
Right.
And you want him to treat you and stretch for you because you deserve that. I know you do. All right?
You absolutely do. And you have an opportunity here to get exactly what you want.
All right. So it doesn't get much better than that.
Mm-hmm. I'll try. I'd rather not see him at the Big Chill because, you know, then there's alcohol involved. And I'd rather be out walking my dog or ride my bike because I do know how to run into him that way.
Okay. Well, visualize that happening and see the conversation between the two of you. But if you connect with him like you did before, then that's what he's going to know, and then he's going to think it's okay, and it's not okay for you.
Mm-mm,
okay,
no.
All right. So that's what I see for you, my dear. All right.
All righty. Give me a buzz when you have a minute so we can schedule something.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
All right.
Thanks, Kim.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.
You too.
Okay, we've got Lisa from Sacramento, I think. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I was enjoying listening to you talk about dance and meditation.
Oh, yeah. I love meditation.
I do the same thing, so I completely relate.
Anyway, it's wonderful to hear from you. What's your question? How can we help you?
My question is actually work-related.
Okay.
I am currently looking for a job, and I'm actually, oddly enough, kind of, I don't know, not passive about it, but I'm very kind of confident knowing that it's going to happen, but I'm kind of mindful, and just instead of working very hard, I feel like I'm just kind of going about it a little bit smarter now. And my question would be, do you see a job coming soon, and not just a job, but the best one for me.
Corrine, do you want to go first? Because
I'm seeing something showing up for you in the fall. When I'm tuning into your energy, it's really like there's something that has shifted within you. I was tuning into it. It was like this energy is like you're at a different place than you were before. within yourself.
Yeah.
There's something, yeah, there's something like emotional, psychological, physical, everything. Something has changed within you. You're like coming from a new place, and you're moving forward here. Yeah. It feels as though there's still, you still need to go through this. There's something that this is like a huge growth period for you. Whatever has happened in the past that has gotten you to this point is really going to be life-changing and transformational. I see something coming up for you in the fall, like October. It's very soon. It's within the next 2 months. But when when I'm tapping into your energy, you're like, this is where I'm at. This is where I'm like, you know, we're not the same person that you used to be. There's like an understanding, like a conviction within you. And this is going to carry you further. So really, this is about now really making it clear, because you have this like powerful energy. It's a very strong strength. So even though you're looking for a job, this is wonderful that you have this inner strength within you. And a lot of people, when they're in the same position as you, they're kind of weakened by their challenges, but you have this strength. So tap into this.
You do a lot.
Now this.
Yeah, I had to kind of purge a lot of excess stuff, and what's left is now this exactly what you say, an inner power that I feel.
Right.
I feel very fearless, actually.
Yeah. Lisa, I have to tell you what I'm getting. I'm sorry, is it okay, Kareem, too, as well, because it's strong. It's like, ooh,
sure.
One of the things that I feel is like your third eye has really opened up more so. Do you do metaphysical work now?
I do a lot of meditating. I meditate every day, and I do a lot of, energetic movement through my body. Like, not only do I dance, but I also try and move energy and ground energy in my body. And I think maybe that's probably making me a little bit more intuitive. Like, I keep picking up on things that I never used to before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your third eye is really opening up. That's a gift that I wanted to share with you. The other thing that I see is the job that you're getting is because of the development that you've done, working with the law of attraction, the meditation, mm-hmm. the angels,
mm-hmm.
you're getting ready to get something superb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is, you are, and you're a spiritual diva, just to let you know.
Right.
Okay,
oh, that's great.
This is like a new life kind of feeling that I'm feeling. This job, this new career, this is like a blossoming of a new life, but you're going into it with such strength. It's amazing to tap into this. I feel like rejuvenated. So thank you for that.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing your energy
really
with me.
Really great.
Is there anything I need
to be focusing on until the fall then?
You need to do what you're doing right now, and I didn't mean to interrupt again, but one of the things that when she was talking, I get super strong for you is the stuff that you're doing with meditation, grounding your energy, all the energy work that you're doing, you're going to be able to use this with people on your new job. Okay, I don't know if you'll do it like, but it's going to, you're becoming so good at it that you're going to be able to use it and share your gifts with others, okay?
So I'd love to do that.
Isn't that great?
See how
nothing
that
like
works.
Making money.
I've never done that.
Making money is always great, but when money chases you because you're good at what you do, it's even better. So,
right. So the fall, around the time when the seasons change, the fall is what it was. Is what I'm feeling very strong for you.
When's your birthday, Lisa?
Okay. It's not until February.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you've got a great job coming up, but it is more than a job. It is a lifestyle. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to let you guys know in the fall.
Hey, go to Angel Coaches, and we have a manifesting call and some other things. And best thing I like about our manifesting call and we've got a lot of spiritual divas on our Wednesday night call, is that it's all about making things happen. So if you go to our website, angelcoaches.com, you'll find the number there. Okay? So it's
great. We have a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. Okay.
I'm so sorry. Sorry about that, Kareem, but it's like, whoo, and I was like, okay, I'm going to tell her because the angels.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was tuned right in. I feel so strong. I feel good. I feel very good now. So I thank
the fountain of youth.
I know. Thank you, Lisa, for calling. I that was a blessing, a gift that she just gave me. I feel like renewed inner strength. So, okay, we've got two more callers. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hey, Lindsay from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
Good.
All right. I have a question. I'm actually happy to talk about this topic. I'm finding, I don't know what it's called, but when you touch someone and you're starting to get feelings, emotions, things like that, not clairaudience, not clairvoyance. What's it called?
Clairsentient. Clairsentient.
Say it again.
Clairsentient. Yes. Okay. When you're sensing things.
Yeah.
You're feeling their emotions?
Yeah. I think it's something I've always been able to do, but I'm starting to get back to it. It's funny because it's how I learned in school. It's always by touch, by doing. And I've been doing that more. It's only happening with certain people. And I was wondering if there was a way that I could make it happen more. If it's my diet, I do exercise. I don't eat the healthiest. But, I'm fairly healthy, but I was just wondering if you had any suggestions that might help.
Corrine, can I answer this for really quick? Because I'm getting this really strong with you, Lindsay. Well, a lot of times when we're tapping into an ability, okay, it's trying to see something, feel something, what we do is we go to that person, okay, in our mind's eye, all right? We just go to the person. Let the person come to you. Do you understand? Just talk to their soul, to their higher self. Say, come to me. And you can do that with your father. You can do that with your mom. You can do that with Thomas. You can do that with your sister or your job or anything. Let them come to you. See them coming to you in your mind's eye, okay? Because when they can come to you, it's just easier, and you'll get the information quicker.
Okay. Does this have nothing to do with my diet? Just ask them
to come to you. Your diet. Ask your angels to give you ideas about your diet, what you can do to change it to make it better. I would really recommend that you do it slowly. Okay, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm awful with what it is. I don't gain weight when I eat like that. I have like a really incredible metabolism. So because of that, I do. Take my vitamins. I am active at least 30 minutes a day. I don't always eat my vegetables, my greens and stuff. But that's also because I'm kind of sitting most of the day. When you're moving, I tend to eat healthier because I'm on the go, and I can't have like the heaviness of that food. It just does it to me.
I'm getting vegetables. You need to eat a lot of vegetables, greens. There's something about vitamin B and zinc. I keep hearing vitamin B, zinc, vitamin B, zinc. Greens like lettuce. I'm getting the feeling of like eating lettuce.
That I love salad. Really I love helpful. Salad. I love broccoli. I love this stuff.
Yes.
I haven't been eating as much of it, and I'm thinking it might be affecting why. Because this one day I did it, and it was someone that, of all people, I wasn't expecting, but she had extended her arm and had touched mine, and I could feel. It was my best friend's mother. I could feel like her unhappiness. I could feel her. And it caught me by, of course, we were cutting a birthday cake for her, my friend, but of course, it was an opportune time. But I felt it, and I was wondering, I couldn't think of anything else that I had done differently that day, so I think it makes more sense when you say ask them to come to you, because I've always been kind of curious about her. And I'll probably just meditate on in terms of the whole diet thing. As long as they're not saying there's something I need to immediately stop doing, then I think I could probably patch it together.
Yeah, you can. And the one thing, do it slow with your diet. You know, my mom used to say this to me. It's a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. So it's like instead of trying to do it all on one shot, just take it bit by bit. But in your mind's eye, just ask them to come to you, and they will, and then you can get the information. You will start to get it without even touching them. Okay. So
I can do that with my mom, and I can sometimes do that with Thomas. But other people, it can be kind of be a little difficult. I can read mannerisms, their faces, and obviously integrity. But in terms of their actual soul, that can be a little bit of a challenge.
I understand. But, yeah, you're on your way, Lindsay. Your abilities are increasing so much. I know.
I'm really excited. I'm trying to do this the right way. Like, I obviously use the angel cards. I'm trying to get back into the meditating and yoga. I was on such a good path, and then just not having a routine is what's been doing it to me. I mean, once I start working, I always say once I start working, I can do this, and this. I'm just going to have to try and start doing more of the stuff I want to do while I'm working that I can do. I mean, I have the yoga mat, and I have the yoga videos, and it's easy enough to meditate. It's just so hard sometimes to find the time.
I understand.
Lindsay, there's something with chicken, mm-hmm. too. Can you just try something for me? Just see how you feel the next time you eat chicken. I don't know why that's showing up so strong for me, for you. But just, I don't know why. I keep asking the question, like, why chicken? But see how you feel the next time you eat chicken. And see how you're, how pay attention. Something with chicken.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Gosh, dinner. I'll have to do that.
yeah. Just try that, because there's something with chicken with you.
Okay. All right. I'll text Therese. I don't have your number today. I'll do that.
Okay. Or you can email me or something.
You're yeah. I'll email you. Mm-hmm. Even better. All right. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got one more caller. We've got Laura from New Mexico.
Oh, good. Wonder how the weather is there in New Mexico. Hi, Laura.
Hi. It's hot and it's Amora.
It's Amora!
Amora, there you go. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Very well. Thank you.
How are you?
I have one comment and a question, please.
Okay.
My comment is, I'm glad that Lindsay said what she said. My comment was, when I work on my quote-unquote psychic development, my biggest epiphany came when I got the hit that it's not so much that I or we have to develop anything. It's that we are getting ourselves to a place where we let go of the beliefs that we can't.
Right.
That we can't do it. That's the only thing that's separating us.
That's
and
right.
When it really came clear is when Lindsay made her statement when she said she was at a birthday party and the woman's arms touched her and she got it. Because at that point in time, she was not at a place where she couldn't believe that she couldn't do it. There was
right.
no judgment on it whatsoever, and whenever there's no judgment, everything just falls. It just comes through. So that's my my comment. A lot of us strive to build or develop something that's already there when it's more like taking the covers off and seeing what's there. It's already there. It's just uncovering some of the belief systems that we can't do it.
That's right.
Turning the lights on, right? If you're in the dark room,
turn
the lights on. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, by the way.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because even behind all the clouds, the sun's still shining. You know, we don't have to grow the sun, or we don't have to will it into our existence. We just have to, you know, kind of move the clouds away.
That's right. I love that analogy. That's perfect.
Anyway, what's your question there, girl?
Okay, my question is, I've been working with the Akashic Records lately, and I love it. And, I have a strong affinity to it. And there's also a conference I want to go to at Delphi in November. And my question is, do I keep working with the Akashic Records to remove the blocks to these abilities, or is it in my highest interest to expedite the matter and go to Delphi? Because I really feel that as these things are unfolding in me, I'm definitely going to use it in my capacity where I work now, and I'm all excited about it.
That's right. You work with the Crystal Rainbow Indigo Kids. I remember that. I feel like you need to go to Delphi, and I'll tell you something, and they're showing me an analogy.
Go ahead.
When you go to Delphi, what it's going to, the clairvoyant image I just saw is that you're on roller skates, okay, and you're going through because you're pretty fast on the skates or you know what I'm talking about, roller skates, but I have a pair of them myself, okay?
Okay.
Rollerblades. Right. You're on rollerblades. But when you go to Delphi University, it's going to expedite everything and you're going to be flying. Okay? That's what
okay.
I see you.
Okay.
And you have on your rollerblades too, and you're flying. How cool is that? All right?
Cool.
Yeah, you got your own chitty chitty bang bang car. How cool, you know? So.
Cool. Now I have rocket skates.
There you go.
There's also work that you're going to be doing with the Akashic Records with other people, because that's not when I'm looking at you going to Delphi. That part's not leaving your side. That's still around you. So it took me a moment to look at this again, but it's still around you. Even when you come back, it's still around you. So I don't know if you revisit it or you're caring. You're doing something with it because it's like within. It's like a part of you. I don't know if that makes sense. This is like
the Akashic Records.
Yes, you're going to be working with it to help other people or something, but this becomes a part of you. So even when you go and then you come back, it's still it's still showing up for you. I don't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, there's something that you're doing with this that's really important for the work that you're doing. It's staying with you. I don't even, it's just like a part of you. This is this energy. Yeah.
Cool.
Even when you come back. So it's still waiting. I don't know what kind of work you're doing with it, but it's now like a part of your essence.
Well, basically I was just, when I work with it, I was treading the water, getting the feeling of, the energy of being in what it feels like to be in the records and what it feels like not to be in the records. And when I get a certain vibration during the day, I understand that I'm in the records. So it's more like tuning into it and saying, okay, I feel you, I understand you, what do I do now? That's where I'm at now.
Yeah, no, but what I'm tapping into is like you working, there's something with this. It's not just you experiencing the Akashic Records, but you're, take it one step further next time that you're there, right? Because there's, when, especially since you're working with these such special children, there's something that you can access here that will really help people. Because when I'm looking at it, this part has now become a part of you. The Akashic Records and you being able to do this has now become a part of you that you are taking with you forward. It's not something that you just experience for the gift of it. There's something here that's very solid. It's like you being able to do this and practice doing this. Maybe your ability to access the Akashic Records and really help children on their path. I don't know what but there's something that's here.
Hey,
cool.
Amora,
thank you.
I want to ask you a question because people are going to be wondering, what are Akashic Records? So share with everybody what Akashic Records are.
What my understanding of the Akashic Records are, the Akashic Records are the substance of what everything in life is created from. The part that's called the records are the vibrational, the vibrational history. Just the vibrational history of existence. In some spiritual or religious cultures, it always shows up there, but it has different names. Mm-hmm. Christianity is called the Book of Life. I forget what it's called in the Indian traditions. But every tradition mentions it. They all have their own name for it. But basically, it's to read the energetic substance of which life is created from. Since everything is vibration, then you're actually reading the vibration. When I go in there, I get this weird feeling, and I just say weird because I haven't learned to identify it yet. And I'm in this plane, I'm in this dimension, I'm conscious, but I also know I'm somewhere else. And what I'm hearing in my head now is I'm actively walking between two worlds, but the wow. other world that I'm walking in is all worlds. You know, okay. So I'm in this world and I'm in all worlds at the same mm-hmm. time. So for me, the Akashic Records is just like the hall of existence. It's a vibratory wow. hall of existence.
Wow, that's really
if
neat.
That
well,
makes, if that makes sense.
It does. And one of the images when you, and I've seen it again, I saw you in school at a school desk looking at the Akashic Records. So I don't know if that's important to you, but just to let you
say
know.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said I saw you at a school desk looking at the Akashic Records, okay? So if you're learning about them, okay. So we'd love to have an Akashic reading. You have to come back. We'll have you on as a guest. Do Akashic readings, okay? That'd be fun, right?
Oh, cool. And it's funny, it's interesting or synchronistic that you should say you saw me at a school desk because when I go into the records, I feel like I'm standing at a desk or I'm at a podium and I'm looking through. It's not a book, but it's like it feels like my hands are in energy. And I'm just kind of, you know, moving the energy.
Oh, neat. Well, that's what I saw. I go, and then I saw it again. So wherever you're at, you're at the right place. So anyway,
cool.
Thank you for sharing. Anyway,
thanks, Amora.
Take care.
No, thank you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, wow, that'd be fun to have an Akashic record reading, don't you think?
I know. We're going to need to have her come on again.
Yeah, I know. She's got so much, you know, working with the kids and the relationships, but they're not ships, they're shifts. So she's got a lot of knowledge and information. One of the best teachers that we have. All right, so a couple things because we're going to have to close up for too much longer. We've got a special speaker on next week. Michael's coming on. He's going to be sharing about his journey and his past life or his near-death experience and road to success and how to develop prosperity and what does that look like. First of all, he says success is not about the money, although when you have true success and true prosperity, the money really just flows. Not only money in your wallet or in your bank account, but also in your love life. And he is a true testament to that. So I'm excited about having him next week. And then we've got some great things coming up on Angel Coaches. I know you've got your Angel Card class. I've got the past life, or not, the future life progression. And we've got our Tuesday and Wednesday night call. And then you and I are putting some classes together that's going to be that's not been done before. That's all we'll say about that, right? So it's TBA, to be announced. And you know, we're working on it as we speak. So anyway, so I think we've just got about a minute left. Do you have anything? Oh, and it's Corrine's birthday to anybody that's listening or to everybody. So we're wishing you a happy birthday. And what are you doing for your birthday? Are you going out? Are you going to? Because I when you come down here to see me in South Florida and we're going to do some stuff, I'll take you out to dinner, of course, you know. But what are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm probably just going to be spending it with friends. Don't really know what's planned yet, but probably a dinner and just, night out. But, yeah, just with friends. So
that's always good. Mm-hmm. Well, on the radio show, we're going to say you only have, it's on Monday, so you only have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday day left. So three shopping days left to get your presents, right, Corrine? Tell your family that. That's always what they used to say. There's only three shopping days left.
I love that. That's funny.
All right. Well, we have to say goodbye. So good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.